prayer here, and that's the sound of the organ inside the Thorngate Hall. Playing it was John Hannah. And the remarkable thing, John, is that you, if you forgive me for saying so, you're 93 years old, is that right?
92,
oh, sorry. And you played this organ today at a meeting of the Gosport Organ Club. But you apparently go around the country to, is it National Trust properties, looking for organs to play. It's a bit of an obsession with you, isn't it?
Well, yes. There are quite a lot of cinema organs still in existence in this country, and I made it my aim to go around and play as many of them as I could. And I think out of a total of about 200 playable ones, I played about 60 or 70. And I also, when I'm on holiday, visit some of the National Trust properties where they've got pianos or organs and give them a play for an hour.
I suppose it keeps you out of mischief, but it keeps your mind active a bit, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. You've got to look after your fingers, because if you get arthritis in your hands, then you're in trouble.
Well, of course, I hadn't thought of that. Yeah. This particular organ, it's got quite a few, you call them stops or keys, or what?
Yes, it's what is known as a three manual, that's three keyboards, 13 rank organ, that's 13 ranks of pipes. Now, this is quite big for a cinema organ. This one is Compton, which was a British manufacturer, but a lot of them were Wurlitzers, came from America. This particular one was in the Gaumont Palace Wood Green in North London until the cinema shut down. And then it went to the Twickenham College of Technology in London for a while before coming down here. So we've been looking after it ever since. And it's in quite good working order for its age. It's in really good nick. Because what is it? 80 years old?
Well, that's a child compared to you. I remember many years ago interviewing Henry Willis IV at his place in Petersfield.
Uh-huh.
Did you know that name?
Doesn't ring a bell,
he
no.
He makes organs.
Organ builder?
Yes.
Oh, yes. It is quite a well-known name, yeah. In organ building, yeah.
So this particular organ, you say it's in pretty good working order. Three ranks of keys here.
Yeah.
A three-level keyboard. How would you describe that?
Well, it's known as a three-manual.
Three-manual.
Yeah. And 13 ranks of pipes, different sounds, flutes, tibias, violins, horns, clarinets.
I know names like diapason, or is that church organs?
Yeah.
The stops you pull out.
Ah. Well, the main difference between a cinema organ and a church organ is that this has more band-like sounds, sort of, you know, trumpets and things like that on it. And also it has these tremulants which give it that shimmering effect, which is quite unique. You do get the occasional tremulant on a church organ, but not normally. That's a feature of the cinema organ.
And the Hammond organ used to have that sort of thing, didn't it?
Yeah, well, the Hammond organ was one of the first electronic organs ever produced. It was an American invention, and it was a series of spinning discs, and it was intended to be a cheap alternative to an organ with loads and loads of pipes in. Because if you've got loads and loads of pipes, they've all got to be tuned regularly. They go out of tune with the temperature.
Do you have favourite sort of settings that you like personally? Or if you, it's all according to the music. You've got a piece of music there by Lionel Bart, Living Doll. You've got the dots on the...
Yeah. On a solo manual, I tend to go for the tibias, which is the real sort of sound of the cinema organ.
Can you give an example of that? The sound of that?
Yeah. You can hear that shimmering. That's the tremulence. If I take them off.
That's the top level manual, is it?
Yeah.
And is the next one down a different sound entirely?
I've got strings on here.
There are so many different keys. You could virtually create any sound you liked, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was put in the cinema in the first place because it was cheaper than employing an orchestra to accompany the silent films.
Of course. They were the ones that used to come out of the floor, aren't they?
Yep. Well, they had to be out of the way because of the cinema screen. So they were down in the orchestra pit and they came up on a lift. The organist accompanied silent films in the pit. He sat in the pit below the picture looking up at it. But of course then he had his own interlude where he came up on the lift and played solos for the audience.
Now you go around the country, is that right? You go sort of you find organs to play wherever they are.
Well, I did. I'm getting a bit old now for too much travelling, but really I cut my teeth on a real cinema organ, and that was the one in what used to be the Granada Cinema at Harrow on the Hill. It was one of the few cinemas which still had a working cinema organ and operated as a normal cinema. And it was possible to go there in the morning before the pictures started, pay £5 or £6 an hour and sit there and play as much as you liked.
Do people still charge you for playing their organs?
They do in some places, yes. Well, they've got to raise money to keep the things going, you know. So, I mean, if you actually book a practice session on an organ somewhere where they're available, then, yes, you do pay. It goes up over the years. It's probably about £15 an hour, something like that.
And I suppose people offer to pay you for playing their organ sometimes, do they?
No, I'm not a professional. Well, I mean, what I know, I've taught myself by listening to, the professional players and watching what they do.
Reginald Dixon is a name that comes to
mind.
Well,
yes, he was at the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool. Everybody's heard of Reginald Dixon.
Have you actually played on that organ?
No. It's very expensive. They're not too keen on having people there. So, no, I haven't played on that one, but I've played the famous one in the Odeon, Leicester Square, which they use for film premieres and things like that. Yeah, I've had a play on that one.
And do you have a favourite one that you remember above all?
Well, I was fond of Harrow, although it wasn't a very big Wurlitzer. I played it so much, and it was in a real cinema, you know, and I really enjoyed it.
But this one here in Gosport, is this a pretty good one?
Yes, it's quite a good organ, but it's big for a Compton, and a lot of people find it a bit tricky. I don't know what it is about it, but I know when I first came here and played it, having been used to a Wurlitzer, it was a different ball game altogether for some reason.
And you're going to carry on doing this, are you? Despite your, if you'll forgive me, your advancing years, you're still determined to go out there and find organs to play.
Well, yes. Of course, I come here to the monthly club meetings where all the members have a play in the afternoon if they want to. And so I enjoy doing that because I've got quite a big electronic organ at home, a Yamaha AR100, which gives a good representation of a cinema organ, as well as being the equivalent of the modern keyboard with strings, saxophones, trumpets and everything else on it.
And entertain the neighbours, I dare say.
Well, they don't complain.
John Hannah, thank you very much indeed for your time.
You're very welcome.